Hello, everyone, and welcome to the SOS Radio Show. I am Josh Butterfield, and I'm coming at you live from Lake Ozark, real state-of-the-art studio and damn radio. Appreciate you guys following along. This is the Search of Solutions Radio Show, where we try to not be divided and conquered. You know, we try to have the hard talks without, personally attacking each other. If we can stay on topic and stay on task and not get drawn into personal attacks. That's what I'm trying to do, is just work through peace through some kind of rational conversation, shall we? And where everybody just gets to bring their ideas and their thoughts to the table, and we all just collectively kind of work to figure things out. So that is my hopes here. And I'm just doing what I can to try and make that happen. There is no playbook. There's no nothing here. You know, it's just like life. There's no book on life. There's nothing there. So sometimes we just got to make the best of it and create it as we go. That's all kind of what we're doing on this life experience. And that's kind of what I'm doing with this show, is I'm just trying to figure out whatever piece, whatever that solution may be, of getting it to where we can all sit down and work for solutions, work for some peace in this world. So logically to me, we've got to keep from attacking each other. So in order to do that, I have a 3-strike system to where if you make personal attacks, you're out. And from there, let's do the hard work of sitting down with the person across from you, not just an echo chamber and somebody who feels the same or somebody that's mildly different. I mean, let's really just work with the absolute polar opposites and try and really get stuff going, try and find out solutions, and try and work together to figure out, you know, something that we can all agree on. I don't think our leaders are going to do it. In fact, I think they divide us on purpose and keep us fighting with each other on purpose, and they don't want us to do that. And you know, there's a million different perspectives and ways and reasons why they might be doing that, but we got to try and overcome that. And that's what I want to try and do, is just, like I said, create a little peace. And I'm worried. I won't lie. The constant wars and conflicts, man, it's power is greater than us, and they're continuing to do the same thing that they've always done. I don't think there's been a time in humanity ever that we can look back on to where somewhere on this planet there wasn't somewhere fighting. Like, it's just a thing we do. So the deeper thought is how do we get past that? Or are we just destined to self-destruct? Because we're advancing. We're advancing a lot. And right now we got wars going on. JR was just talking about literally looking and seeing where the president had just within hours of these words right now. Speaking about, you know, getting, or how our young people or whatever, just pumping up the war machine basically to get young people to serve in the military and trying to, you know, I get it. The respect on the soldiers is appreciable and stuff, because they're putting their lives on the line. I get it. But what they're putting their lives on the line for is what I'm not okay with. They're putting on their lives on the line for ultimately Donald Trump. I mean, he's the guy that's in charge of it all, right? Like, he's the last guy in charge. And there was even a point to where he wanted to nuke Iran, and is supposedly in the war room. They shut him down. One of the military generals was like, you need to not be thinking you're going to nuke Iran right now and go chill out for a little while. And supposedly that happened. I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't say one way or the other for sure whether that happened. But he did threaten to wipe up, a civilization off the face of the planet, which is just, it's asinine to think. And then me personally, believe it or not, there's a historically accurate pizza tracker, I guess, if you will. You can look it up. It's like a Pentagon pizza tracker, to where anytime the Pentagon has an uptick of ordering pizzas, there seems to be military action. And so I think last night or the night before, there was a huge increase in the pizza at the Pentagon. I know it sounds crazy. I know this sounds insane, but if you think about it, I mean, it's just the most, you know, logical of solutions, the most logical of observations, if you will. Like, they're gonna need a lot of food if they're having meetings that are going into extra hours and stuff. Like, people have to be fed, and what's the easiest, most efficient? I mean, it's going to be something on a massive scale, and you can see where it's going. It's going to go to the Pentagon, and especially if it's being delivered. I don't know how, if they roll up and be like, yeah, well, I'm Domino's, but either way, this pizza tracker, man, is pretty spot on, as much as it sucks. And so you can just see it. The wars, the drums of war being beaten, and I'm worried. I'm worried for the world. I don't want to see any of us be caught in these perpetual wars and stuff. It's a sad thing, and I think ultimately, me personally, I think it's always ultimately for the elite that run everything. It's for their own greed and power, and we just see all this casualty and all this destruction and pain and sorrow. It's all for control and the elite's power. And it breaks my heart, man. And they take good people's intentions and they just manipulate everything. And the game and the system is so rigged that, you know, people think they're doing a good thing, but they might not be doing a good thing and helping this government get more power and help the government do the things they want to do. I mean, it may turn to eventually bite us in the ass. I mean, if you look at what Trump's doing, he's straight up creating a police state. You know what I mean? He's opening the door for a government all over the streets of America. He's opening up the door for surveillance, electronic currency, everything. And so I don't think that's a good thing to our freedoms. I don't think that's a good thing to our country. I don't think that's a good thing. We need to be avoiding the things that he's creating. And then he's using, like, this war and stuff as a tool to help further those powers and, you know, the system and the entity in place. It gets its power from these wars and from oil. And that's just the way it's been forever. And you can say that he's not one of them, but at the end of the day, everything points to the fact that he is. And either way, even if he's not, it's still the same copy and paste thing. It's still going to be the same power. And so we have to do something to try and break away from this same Charlie Brown mindset of everything that's happening. And there's just been wars throughout humanity since the dawn of time. So how do we stop these wars, guys? I mean, we got to strive for peace. We got to try and find it in ourselves and be like, and just realize, just stop and stop listening to the propaganda and say, listen, if we're going to fight like this forever, it doesn't matter whether we continue to do this now, whether we do it in 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, 10,000 years, it doesn't matter. We're eventually going to destroy ourselves if we continue down this fight. So when we have this fight mentality, we have to pump the brakes. We have to stop and just say, take a deep breath and say, what am I going to do to create peace? How can I create peace? How can I not further this mindset, not further this division and this war? And even though I may not like the person across from me, I may not like them in any way, shape, or form, but the reality of the situation is you have to create peace with them if this is ever going to get better. You have to. And while it's comfy and cozy, like a nice pair of shoes or a warm blanket or something, to just be angry and mad and want to fight, we have to overcome that. We ever have to overcome that natural instinct, that natural bloodthirst that we have inside of us, and realize that if we don't, we're going to destroy the world. We're going to destroy it not just for us, but for our kids and grandkids and future generations. And we have to stop that. We have to do something to stop that. And that begins with us looking inside of ourselves and breaking away from that warlike mentality, that fighting mentality, that, you know, control or that power or that I'm the boss or that I'm, you know, whatever. We got to have a little give and take in this world. And sometimes, you know, you got to let the other side have what they want too, you know? Sometimes you may have to have a little give and take, you know? You can't win everything in this world every time. And, you know, what that answer may be, I don't know. But I just know at the end we have to be able to be open up to allowing the other side some of their stuff too, because we can't just want all our stuff and logically thinking they're going to want all their stuff. And then at that point, you're just going to have two conflicts. That's why we can't sit here and have a rational discussion with our leaders. Like, I wish that we, the people, could sit down and just have, like, maybe that's the answer. Wouldn't that be crazy to have, like, 100-on-100 open forum meeting to where 100 people from Iran and 100 people from the United States all get together in a Zoom call or whatever, you know what I mean? And to where we go back and forth and we just try and create peace on our own. Screw the leaders. Screw them. We don't need them. What happens if we do it on our own? Throw in Israel. Throw in Great Britain. Throw in China. Throw in Russia. Throw in Ukraine. Throw in everyone. Throw in all the countries and let everybody bring a seat to the table. How about we bring everyone and just let the people sit down and talk? Wouldn't that be crazy? Why can't we do something like that? Damn it. All right. Shit. Do I have to write another form? Oh, man. I don't know if I got to write another chapter. I could just throw that in, but I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to write that down right now because I'm still working on my book. Obviously I've been working on that for a minute. And I'm trying to do something, you know what it is. I don't know. So what am I going to say here? How are we going to do this? An open forum chat between all people of all countries. There we go. Yeah, like a Zoom call. A Zoom call even. I don't know. I'm just trying to throw out ideas here. And that's why this is the Searcher Solutions radio show, is because, you know, even if I'm not getting ideas from other people, I'm helping, you know, sometimes by talking through this stuff, it helps you realize stuff. And so it's helping me kind of realize possible solutions along the way. So, I think sometimes people worry about me because I'm so consumed with writing this book, but we're all where we're at in life. And I realized that with the normal time in life, I won't ever have the time to sit down and do this book. And so I'm in a spot right now to where I just have an opportunity to chill and kind of reset life, if you will. So I'm going to write this book, get this out of my inner me. You know what I mean? I got to have something to let this go. I can't just sit and watch the world collapse and everything be destroyed and not do something about it. So I'm doing all I can to just help some way. And so I'm trying to write this book that creates some kind of help. And I get it, but sometimes my friends or family might worry about me because I get so enthralled in this, but really I'm trying to get this done as soon as I can so I can get back to a normal life, whatever that may be. But and so it kind of disconnects me from everybody to where I'm always just spending so much time involved in this that I don't have time to hang out much. I spend a lot of time with my family. That's kind of my main focus, is my kids and my grandkids. But as far as hanging out or doing anything for me, I'm always driven on this, or, you know, trying to work or trying to help somebody else. And it's a fine line to juggle. But I don't know. I think I'm going to publish this book and I'm going to do this radio show until December or until November, however long a year is. And then I'm going to reassess my situation and everything I got going on then and see where I'm at. You know, I may just work on my life and get my life back in order and, you know, I can do whatever. I guess I can't really buy a house because I'm always going to owe taxes. So that's one of those things. But like I said, I can build me a camper and just live very modestly. I mean, the government won't take a camper from me if that's all I got. You know, I got to have a way to have transportation. And luckily enough, my transportation will have my sleeping quarters on it. And so I can just live a very modest life and enjoy the world for what it is and enjoy my time here. And so it's almost not a curse that I can never have anything in this world. It's almost a blessing because I don't have to be drugged down by all those material desires that I used to be. You know, I grew up really poor, and that was my thing. When I became a teenager and started working and making money, I mean, it was like, I'm never going to be a poor person again. This is terrible. I would never, ever do that. I want to work so hard to have good and make good money. And then I was like, all right, I have kids, and I knew what it was like growing up poor, and I'm going to work so hard to make sure that they don't have to grow up poor and with just nothing like I had, because that was terrible. And then I just followed that mentality nonstop and was just like, all right, I'm going to make sure my kids don't have the life I had. They're going to have something that I didn't. They're going to have, you know, the toys and the cool stuff and all the things in life that I didn't. And when I lost my little boy, Dylan, and I had my oldest boy still here, and I looked around and I was like, none of this shit matters. All these possessions, all this stuff, none of this matters. It's just a possession, and what matters most is our time on this earth and what we're doing with our time. And I came to the conclusion that in order to chase that money and make all those dollars that I thought were so important so my kid didn't grow up poor like I did, I was giving up all my time with him. And I wasn't there for him. And I wasn't there for all his important life moments. I was working on the road, and there were times where I missed his, first steps and first word. I mean, it's heartbreaking to be working on the road and miss moments like that. And I realized that money wasn't the most important thing in the world. The time was the most important thing in the world. And so I just started following that and tried to spend every second I could with the ones around me that I love. And that's my driving force, really. I don't care about money anymore. I'll make money, and the second I get it, I'll spend it on going on adventures with the kids and the grandkids, and I'll never spend it on anything for me, because that's what matters most to me. You know what I mean? It's to be able to go have these moments that matter most. You know what I mean? And I guess that's what I'm destined to. And I wouldn't be able to have that if I would still have the ability to chase the dollar. I wouldn't be forced into it if I wasn't just, if I didn't know the IRS hundreds of thousands of dollars and just forced into living this mentality. I would like to say that I would do it all on my own, but if it hadn't been for me being forced into this thought and this mentality too, of, because like that moment with Dylan, that was a moment, but to say that I never would have came back, that's one of those hard things. You know what I mean? That's one of those hard things to where you're like, but I do want all the flashy things in the world, and I do want a nice car and a nice house and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, it's not something that you have to have. And like I said, you're trading that nice stuff for these moments. And if you just give up on all that nice stuff, you get in exchange all those moments, and you just have to learn to deal with being poor. And that's the hard part, is it sucks to be poor and to not have anything. But those moments are the greatest thing in the world. And that's more important than any of the other stuff, you know. And it seems like we're stuck in this material world of just bullshit and propaganda, and it's just the whole system telling us how to believe and how to feel and how to think. And I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to share my perspectives with the world, and I'm trying to create peace somehow. That is what I'm trying to do. I don't think that's a bad thing. It's just a logical thing. Like I said, if we don't, it's going to perpetuate. And so, I don't know. I try to enjoy every moment I can now with my family as well, because you never know what tomorrow brings, whether it's just in your life or whether this whole world or whether it's anything. And I try to put them first. You know what I mean? I'm just here for a moment, and we're just borrowing this world from future generations. Even our kids, they're just going to borrow it from the future generations. And so we have to think of what's best for them, not what's best for us. We have to change that mentality of what do we want and what is best for them. And so once again, that was part of me part of me giving up working on the road and chasing the money and doing all that is that I realized that I wasn't there for my child, and that I wasn't instilling the things in him that I wanted to instill. And my dad wasn't there growing up. And so I was realizing that that was the same pain of his dad really not being there that I was putting into him. Even though I was giving him all the cool material shit, I wasn't giving him the rest of it. You know what I mean? And so that's what I tried to focus on the best I could. And there was, you know, there's, once again, there's no book to life. So the best I could is subjective, you know, I mean, I'm sure I dropped the ball a lot, you know? But I tried, and a lot of times you got to try and, look inside yourself and see where you mess up and fix anything that you do, you know? I know that they're, you can go too easy on kids and let them get away with anything, and you can go too hard on kids and be a little too rough. And I've probably been on both ends of the spectrum. I probably let them get away with a little more than I should have. And there's other times where I probably was too hard, and I like used to make them do push-ups and stuff, and where I probably went a little hard with that. But at the same time, they were fighting a lot. But that's just me making excuses and stuff. But it's just, it's, we're all learning as we go along this journey in life, you know, and we can just do the best we can and try to give the next generation the best world we can. I think that we really need to focus on that. And how do we do that? How can we give them something better? You know, and once again, it comes down to us spending time with them. Right now, it's so easy to give kids a computer or tablet. I'm guilty of it too. You know what I mean? And not spending time with them. And when in turn, that time would be able to help build character, build life lessons, build everything. And we just need some humanity back. I think that's part of the problem too, is that we've become so disconnected with television and such a flashy society. And even the way Donald Trump talks, like it's hard to be, you know, surprised by anything anymore. That it's almost like all this flashbang crazy, society is like engineered to be this way to keep us just so distracted and preoccupied where we can't really focus. But it also at the same time makes us kind of susceptible to it and a little bit mean. And I've always wondered how there could be wars. And I've always hoped we would never see one in our time. Like something that invoked a draft. And that's what all this derives from, is from just a simple little tweet or something by the president talking about the draft. And like I said, I greatly appreciate our troops. I appreciate having them having the courage and the fortitude and the honor to put their lives on the line for something that's bigger than them and for the greater good. And the camaraderie of them coming together and just doing all that. I mean, I appreciate all of that. I see all of that. That's a beautiful thing. What's not a beautiful thing is that they're being used and manipulated by the powers that be. And it's always more violence, and it's always more pain and suffering is the outcome. And it's always more power for a certain group of people. And it doesn't matter what group it is. It's been that way since the dawn of society. So I plead with everybody. Don't sign your kids up for the military. Don't be a part of this. Don't do it. And if there is a draft, don't be a part of it. You know, you can try and call me a draft dodger or whatever you want, but that's just because I'm not going to fight for the people that are ruining this country. Because if you look at things, that's what's happening. Is that we go and we fight these wars, and then the people who get all the power, they take our freedoms more. They screw us over more. They just take and take and take from us and keep themselves up higher and higher and higher. And so when we go and fight these wars, it's not for our country. It's not for each other. It's for them. It's for them. So if you want to call me a draft dodger, that's fine. But I can tell you that I'm not a slave to a politician. I will never be. Ever. Ever. Because they have their own agendas and they have their own things. I will always protect this country. I'll always protect the people. I will always protect the ones I love. But I will not ever, ever sign my life online for some other man to lead me and for him to tell me what I want to do with my life. I will never do that. And I will never, ever encourage my kids to do that. I will always encourage them to do the opposite. Because I don't want their lives on the line by this president or the next. I mean, for any Republican out there who loves what Donald Trump is doing, just have the thought that the next president could be a Democrat and could do the exact opposite, and your child will be fighting for their war. And that's the thing. And that you don't have a choice. Your child's life is now on the line for their war. What if it was Harris and Harris was president? I mean, I'm just throwing out hypotheticals here. Now your child's life would be on the line for them. And she would be their boss and be able to tell them and have their life in her hands and do anything she wants. And so you got to think that mentality out. It's only 4 years that you get this president. There's always going to be another one. And it could always be the opposite side, or it could be somebody more corrupt. You never know. You never know. Me personally, I will never chance that. And I don't want a part of it. And that's where it becomes hard, because I look back and I look at all these heroes of our military personnel that have put their lives on the line and had to go and endure the shit. And they know, you know, the military, people who went and lived the shit, they'll drop some bombs on you. And, I mean, knowledge. They'll drop some knowledge on you and be like, hey, this is how corrupt our government really is. You think our government's corrupt? Here, let me tell you how corrupt it really is. This is the shit, really. And they're stuck in it. And that, you know, as they're learning this shit, they don't want to be stuck in this shit. They're like, oh, you know, at that point when they realize that this shit was corrupt that they're telling me about, and are like, oh, yeah, this is really crazy. I don't think they wanted to be there still and just still help support that, but they were stuck in it. Now they were like a slave to the system. And now, so it's like a empathetic thing I feel for them, because they've seen it from the inside. They heroically put their lives on the line to go help their country and with honor, and then they got stuck and used as a pawn for a corrupted bullshit system, and they've had to see the horrors of humanity and the horrors of it all and just be used. And I am not okay with any of that. And so I support the troops. I love the troops, but this government, I'm not okay with. And any of the government, I don't think that the mentality of a draft or having to follow orders, for that matter. You should always have the ability to not follow orders. And I know to some people in the military, they're sitting here melting, their minds are melting, going, oh no, this isn't possible. And people wouldn't fight in wars and stuff, or whatever, man. It would be. People will always fight if their honor, and if it's something for a just cause, they'll fight to the death, I guarantee it. And if it's not a just cause, then they won't. And so that's kind of like a way of weeding things out, isn't it? It's kind of a way of weeding out what's right and true and right and wrong and stuff like that. And so I don't know. I think that you should be able to ignore orders at any given time. And maybe at that point I would be able to sign up for a military if I didn't have to follow and say, oh, Donald Trump's going to be my boss and I have to do whatever. It's like, oh no, if I can voluntarily do what I want to do, then, you know, I'd get along. And if we were ever invaded, you know, I'd work side by side with the military and I'd stand there next to them, but I would not accept orders from their people. There'd be nobody ever ordering me and saying, Josh, I ordered you to do this, because they'd be like, no, you don't. I'm always going to be that free-spirited human. And I guess that's just the person I am. But I guess that's what I'm trying to reach out to people here and do. And that's the point of everything I'm doing, is trying to create peace. And so when JR was talking about the draft, obviously the war drums are beating, aren't they? We have a pretty possibility of war in our future. It hasn't been going good with Iran. The peace talks have ceased. There's all kinds of talks on bombing. And like I said, the Pentagon pizza scale is off the radar. I mean, it's really high. And for late night talks, which historically hasn't been a good thing. So I hate to be a downer, and I hate to, you know, a lot of times it seems like I'm talking about the federal government or Trump and stuff like that. But man, it is what is happening in this world. And I'm trying to break down the mindset. Always my mindset is step away. Stop supporting this. Don't sign your lives on the line to be in the military. Don't do that. Don't do that. You still have free will. You can still help your country. There's militias. We can create militias. That's part of the Constitution. We're allowed to do that. Second Amendment. Yeah, baby. That's a part of it, man. And these militias could work coincided with the government if we were ever invaded. You know what I mean? We could work together. You don't have to sign your life away. You don't have to sign your life away to the government and be their pawn, because they are evil and they're not doing good things. And we need to fix our government before we go have any more wars that give these corrupt people that are running our shit and have been running it. We need to not give them any more power. We need to stop the wars, and we need to fix our shit right here. What's going on in our country right now? Right now, we need to fix the top down structure and how the whole entire system's corrupted. That's what we need to fix first before we give these guys any more power, before we give them the keys to a police state that allows license plate readers, data centers, everything that George Orwell predicted. I mean, Wi-Fi, even your Wi-Fi is like a radar that can tell, they can read where you're at in a room. I mean, everything we are doing is the epitome of George Orwell's 1984, and we're giving it to them. And maybe before we do that, maybe we should shake out the corruption instead of just rolling over and being like, yeah, you guys can have the keys to a all-out police state and to George Orwell's 1984. Sure. Yeah, no, you're all corrupt. We know you're corrupt, but we're not okay with it, but we're still, I guess, just going to let it happen. Are we complacent, or what's the deal? I don't understand. And we can't burn it down. That's what sucks. It's because if you go burn it down and say, well, you guys are evil, we're going to arrest you all. What happens then? Well, they pull out the rug from under us, and then all that shit that we rely on, we don't get, and then we die anyway. And so, like, shit, well, what do you do? Well, like I said, don't sign your lives on the line for the government. Don't enlist. Don't be a part of that system. Do what you can locally in your community. Protect your community. You know, guns and ammo is never a bad thing. That's never a bad idea to be able to protect oneself. I mean, once again, that's the Second Amendment. It says you're allowed to protect yourself from any threats and stuff like that. And plus, if shit breaks out, you're going to need to hunt. Like, that's a very important thing. Me personally, I don't really even care about pistols. Like, I don't, that's not my world. I'm more into a shotgun and a rifle and four-wheel drive. You know what I mean? Because you got to be able to hunt. And so you got your shotgun for your birds, and you got your rifle for your, you know, your bigger game and anything in between. You know, you can plunk around with a little 22. Shells are cheap, and you can have that for, I mean, if you're a good enough shot, you can really take some bigger stuff down. But point being, you know, you got to be able to survive as a community. And if you have your own everything set up, you know, we need to be able to feed ourselves. We need to be even able to exchange goods and services with maybe with our own currency, maybe with a pawn shop style or consignment store style setup. Then we need to create our own power. Creating our own power is a very important thing. And from there, you know, we'll pretty much be set. That's the answer. That's always the answer, is coming together as a community and doing what you can to free yourself in any way, shape, or form. And if we all free ourselves, then we win. We starve the monster that is the federal government. We do it without having to take a shot. And we do it without having to have some kind of crazy-ass violent revolution. And we do it without letting them shut down and kill us all by taking away the power or the necessities that we need to survive. Because like I said, if they take away and collapse our currency, we're screwed. And they could do that with the stock market. They own the stock market. Easy peasy. Our food, they could, the powers that be, you know, there's only so many corporations that own our food. So those corporations and the people that run them could work together and be like, oh yeah, we're not going to feed you guys anymore. Screw you. We're shutting down everything. We just want to. And then what are we going to do? We can't survive. You know, that's not a oil company. Same thing. I mean, you know how much we depend on oil? It's like, I get it. You have to get up and put gas in your car to get to work every day. But it's not just that. Well, there's the diesel that depends on getting the food to the store. And if you don't do that, and then the diesel that runs the tractor to get the food. Oh, shit. Now we got, it becomes about everything. And so now we rely on diesel. And so you can't just go and arrest these people and throw them in jail or tear down the system. So the only logical way is to start now and just do everything we can to change into a community mindset and to bail on this bullshit corrupted system and realize how corrupt and how bullshit it is. You know, everything you walk around the store, you go to Walmart, everything on the store is oil. All of it, everything on the shelves, it's all plastic. You know what plastic is? It's oil. I mean, it's the same thing. And that seems to be the same powers of what everything's fought over. So let's do some alternative energy. How about on July 4th, instead of, you know, having fights on the White House lawn or anything like that, how about we let all the inventors who have alternative energy inventions release them and we create true freedom for this world? To me, that's what true freedom looks like. Is the ability to create our own energy and be free from this corrupted system. I mean, that's true freedom there. And like I said, whether we just do it in the back of a pickup truck and a camper wandering the country, like I might want to do, or whether we do it as a household, or whether we do it as a small little community of 100 people, or whether we do it as giant communities and cities and entire cities in New York or whatever. We need to be able to get control of our lives and our necessities locally and be free. Just be free. Be free to practice, you know, whatever we want to practice, religion, beliefs, anything, you know, just let freedom ring. And I think that's going to be the answer to peace. And all of this is going to be the freedom. Freedom is a great thing. And without freedom, I don't think you can have peace, because none of us want to be forced to do things against our will. And just, that's where the line always is. If there is a victim, there is a crime. And if there is no victim, there is no crime. And from there, everybody has the freedom to do their own thing up until somebody's hurt. And then we use the justice system to decide where that line is. And there it is. That's our answer in a nutshell. And I guess that's pretty much it for this evening. I unfortunately forgot to tell everyone, but I got pictures tonight for baseball, and it was just kind of something we figured out a couple days ago, so this hasn't been planned for very long. But the baseball game was supposed to be tonight, so I wasn't going to be able to do Ion Solutions with Polly. Unfortunately, we've missed the last 2 weeks. Haven't been able to do it. I've been playing baseball, which, as I said, I always love. I'll always pick the kids and grandkids and stuff like that first. That is always my heart. That comes before anything else in this world, and always will. Next behind that, one of my favorite things to do is kicking it with Polly and having our deep philosophical debates that we get into. And I cannot wait for next weekend when we're able, or next Friday when we're able to hopefully get back on schedule. I know he's a busy man too, so as long as he is not too busy, we'll be able to do some Ion Solutions, and I'll have some more Search of Solutions coming to you guys. I'm trying to get my book done. There's just a couple big chapters that I got left. I'm over halfway now. So I'm pretty stoked to be there. And yeah, we're gonna see how it rolls. This last half should roll pretty quick. There's only one chapter that's going to slow me down, where I've had a bunch of chapters on the front half slow me down. But yeah, so that's what I got going on. I guess I'll be here next week. So I'm going to run down the schedule real quick Of what we got going on in the future. Like I said, today we got no Poly, no Eye of the Beholder, no Ion Solutions, unfortunately. And I also, unfortunately, am having to get out of here a little bit earlier than expected because we are doing pictures. It's picture day. We got one game left and we will be done with T-ball for the season. I'll still have some Little League. But that's a Tuesday deal. So my Monday, Wednesday, Friday will be over. And who knows? I may, once I get done with my book, I'm probably going to come back over and I might start doing a daily show again. And I'm going to be getting people from all over the world. I'm going to be reaching out to social media influencers, politicians. I'm going to try to get everyone. I am wild and crazy, and if I'm not writing my book every day, you know how much time I'm going to have to make phone calls and reach out to people and do shit like that. Oh my goodness. So and I'll be trying to have the conversations with politicians. I'll be trying to have you know, even our constitutional conventions. I'm going to be trying to put those together. I am wild and crazy, and we have no idea where it will go. So I'm looking forward to it. Well, like I said, once I finish my book and I just have some kind of what I feel are solutions to a lot of the problems that's going on, I kind of want to be able to debate those back and forth if need be, or talk about them, not even debate them, but just bring my ideas to the table. That's all I'm asking, is if I could sit down with everybody from all sides and just bring my ideas to the table and say, what do you guys think about this? And they may shut it down with some logic that I'm not looking at, you know? I mean, that's what happens. That's why we play chess. It's because, you know, sometimes somebody may be better and they may have better ideas or thoughts. And, That's why I want to throw these out here, is to see if they hold the best water, if they get shut down. And if they do, then that's just, I lost that one, you know. Sometimes like you're not going to win them all, you know, and chess is like that. I'm pretty good, but I don't win them all. I lose. So I'm excited to see where this goes. I know I've been talking about it forever. I try not to talk about my book anymore. I don't want to be a dead horse, but I'm pretty excited. It's getting closer by the day. And it's really good. It's so good. Some of the solutions are just turning into great things. But I do appreciate you guys for following along on this wild journey. So, like I said, no Poly this evening. So after this, we got 62 hours of rock keeping you going all weekend. And then on Monday, we got International Flavor of Sam Trapp at 7:30. Shield Maidens Missouri with Stacy and Lisa at 9. Really Big Shoe with JR 2 to 4 and 6 to 7. Jack's Car Show dropping some automotive knowledge on you guys. Tuesday, International Flavor and Really Big Shoe. Wednesday, International Flavor, The Damn Swag. The Gabby Ho Show at 11 with Gabby. 2 to 4, Really Big Shoe with JR. And then Thursday, International Flavor, A Really Big Shoe, and Search of Solutions with me. And then Friday, hopefully we'll have all the fun stuff with me and Poly and the heavy talks that we get into there. It's always a good time, and I appreciate you guys for following along and listening along. This is a great adventure I love doing here, and like I said, this, I'm just warming up, man. This is just a warm up. I'm waiting until I publish this book, and then I'm going to take it to the next level. So hang on. Once we get to I want to create a Facebook page too that'll go with this show, so we can bounce back and forth off of that. I'm going to really work to pop it off on the media aspect. You know, once I get done with the book, for those that have been listening this whole time, you guys are kind of like behind the scenes. I've been working to kind of try and keep it on the down low, even, you know, for when it does. I have faith that I'll be able to push this, and be something pretty big, but you know, it is what it is. If it doesn't, it doesn't, you know, but I'm going to try, and I want to give it my all. And I haven't even tried yet. This is just me warming up and learning the ropes and getting used to this and working out my stage jitters. You know what I mean? It's nerve wracking being on the radio and doing all this. But if I can do it with no script and walk in to not even know, have a clue at all what's going on or how to do it and go and put myself into this And like with Paulie, it's teaching me how to be a DJ and do this stuff all at the same time. I mean, there's a lot going on. And so it's just, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And so I think I'm going to be ready for the next level. This is just like level one. So I appreciate you guys, sticking with me through the hard times and through the the beginnings and the learning phase, if you will. You guys are pretty awesome. As always, I love all of you guys. Thank you for listening so much. I appreciate you. Thank you, Lake Ozark Real Estate, State of the Art Studio, and Damn Radio for giving me this opportunity. And please don't be mad at anyone at this radio station, the radio station as a whole. Anyone I know or may be affiliated with, or any of my friends and family, don't be mad at any of them for anything I may say. Please hold me and me accountable for everything I say. I speak for myself and only myself. So if you're going to be mad at me, and please call in. I'm welcome to fiery debate. As long as you can keep it peaceful and don't make personal attacks, we will be fine. Let's do this. I don't mind having the deeper talks in life, and hopefully we can talk through it and create peace. I will be working to create a peace and a solution. That's always what I'm trying to do. So just know that's what I want to try and always stay focused on. And with that, thank you guys so much for following along and just being a part of the show. I think I'm going to do a little bit of Lowrider on our way out. So I appreciate you guys. Y'all have a good evening. Thank you so much.
trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see.